We are about to start Simen Tov Reish Lamed Gimel in Hilchas Sukkah. We'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Sukkah Shi Gavoa Lamala Michaf Ama Psula. The first Mishnah in Sukkah, Sukkah that is higher than 20 Amis is possible. The Gemara mentions different reasons. There are different Amaran that give us different reasons for why it's possible. The Machaber wants to show us which one of the reasons he is paskening like. So he says as follows. Bein shi gedola, bein shi hiktana. Whether this is a big sukkah or a small sukkah, meaning whether the sukkah is wide or it's not wide. One opinion in the Gemara said that the reason why if it's 20 amas high it's pasul is because then when the sun shines down, you're not sitting in the shade created by the schach, but you're in the shade created by the walls. The Gemara said that according to this opinion, if you have a wide sukkah, so that the sun will shine onto the schach, and then you were sitting in the shade of the schach, it will be kosher. So the Machaber says, whether your sukkah is wide or narrow, in either case it's pasul. In other words, the reason for the psul is not because you're sitting in the shade of the walls rather than the shade of the schach. Second, bein shamachitzis magios l'schach, bein sheinam magios. Whether or not the walls reach the schach, there's one opinion that holds that the reason why a 20 amah high sukkah is pasul is because the pasuk says l'man yedu doraseichem kivasukos hashavti es bnei Yisrael. When you sit in the sukkah, that is supposed to remind you of the fact that Hashem went and made divine protection for Klal Yisrael back in the desert. So, if it's more than 20 amahs high, you're not going to notice the schach, and that will not give you that reminder. So this man diyamer in the Gemara says that if the walls reach the schach, then your eyes will continue following up with the walls and they'll see the schach. It's only if the walls don't go all the way to the schach that it would be possible. So the Machaber says, nope. Bein shamachitzis magiyas l'schach. Bein sheinam magiyas l'schach. In either case, the halacha is that it is possible. Avol chof ksheira. But if it's 20 amos, then it's kasha. So what's the reason for the psul? We already discounted two reasons. What is the reason that we paskin? The reason we paskin is because a sukkah is supposed to be a temporary lodging. If you make it higher than 20 amis, you're going to have to make the walls very strong or the whole thing will collapse. That would not constitute a temporary lodging. Therefore, in a case of a sukkah that is lower than 20 amis, it is kosher, even if the walls are made of steel. The reason being that since you could have made it in a way that was flimsy and it would still have stood, it's considered a diras arai, a temporary lodging. Whereas when you make it 20 amas high, or more than 20 amas high, that is, then we say that you've got to make it out of something very strong. And as a result of it, you've created the sukkah that must be a sukkah's keva. It must be something more than a temporary lodging. Aval chof ksheira, exactly 20 is kosher. Afilu kol schoch olimalo mechof. Even if you have exactly 20 amas of airspace, and all the schach is outside of the 20 amas. Kivin shein b'chalola el achaf, as long as inside the airspace of the sukkah you have no more than 20 amas, the halacha is that it is kosher. Sif beiz, hoysa gavoa yoser michaf. Let's say it's higher than 20. And the schach is higher than 20. Buhutzin pirish anofim ktanim im olim shalem. What's that? Little branches are falling down, are bending down with the leaves on them. Im tzilson meruba mechamson. If you have enough of them for kosher schach, that means there's more shade under that point than schach. We're not measuring the schach above 20. We're measuring the part of the schach that dips under the 20. If you have more tzel, more shade than you have sun, ksheira, it is kosher, vim la psula, and if not, it is pasul. So, the Bir Halacha brings the kasha, why is it that when your sukkah is exactly 20, we use all of the schach on top of it, even though a lot of that schach is way past 20. We're mitzarif all of it, it doesn't become schach pasul. Yet, when I have my sukkah higher than 20, and the chutzin come within the 20, I'm not mitzarif the schach that is above 20. So he says that chutzin, meaning if the ikar schach is above 20, and the chutzin are just hanging down, they're not ikar schach, and therefore we wouldn't be mitzarif the rest of it. If the ikar schach just begins at 20, then you can continue counting as far as up as it goes. Whereas if you're using just the chutzin, the part that's sticking down, The halacha there is that you need silsa merubin machamsa from those chutzin alone. You would have to discount the schach on top of it that is above 20. And only then would it be kosher if it's silsa merubin machamsa.